with this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, April 29th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, yesterday's kind of dreary conditions did knock out a couple of sporting events, including a track meet down in Correctionville and some golf action, but by and large, the majority of our sports action around the area was able to get completed and was able to bring us with some good action. Let's take a look first at our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page, and we're going to start at the top with some Drake Relays results. Some of the other events taking place yesterday. It was a full slate of events at the Drake Relays. Only four Plymouth County High School athletes were able to compete, though. Starting in the boys' discus throw, where Ian Blau, trying to have a repeat of his shot put day from Thursday, unfortunately did not do as well as he would have liked, placed 17th in the discus with a throw of 149 feet, 11 inches, so he missed out on the finals in the discus. In the boys' long jump, it was Beau DeRocher of Hinton taking 15th place, a jump of 20 feet 4.25 inches. It's going up against some great talent in that long jump. And the girls' high jump, it was Hinton's Bailey Bouvie, unable to clear 5 feet 2 inches, so she finished at a tie for 24th in the high school field. And finally, in the girls' sprint medley, the Lamar's community team of Aubrey Lusink, Stella Hector, Jenna Allen, and Maddie Holes, they've been great runners all season. Well, they put up another good time, 152.19. But at the Drake Relays, that's good enough for 21st. And that was the high school action at the Drake Relays, but we had a college athlete that we wanted to get you up to date on as well in the men's shot put. How about Lamar's community record holder Brandon Vanderslice, current South Dakota Coyote? He initially went to USD to play football, but as good a thrower as he is, he might as well throw for the Coyotes as well. He placed 12th at the Drake Relays in the college shot put with a throw of 54 feet 4.5 inches. Good to see our area high school athletes continuing the success they had in high school, in the college ranks, especially at a high level there at the Drake Relays. Again, Brandon Vanderslice, current South Dakota Coyote, taking 12th in the men's shot put. Let's take a look at the team action from yesterday on our sports scores and results page. We'll start with soccer, Missouri River Activities Conference soccer, that is, where the Lamar's girls continue their tough stretch here in the middle part of the season. They took a loss at home to West Sioux last night, 7-0. Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln rolled over Trainer, 8-0. Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson took down Logan Magnolia, 3-0. And it was Sioux City North over Tri-Center, 4-1. On the boys' side of things, the Lamar's boys got a big road win over West Sioux. They took down the Falcons 5-1. Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln narrowly got by Trainer 1-0, and AHSTW took down Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson 5-2. To tennis, it was a busy day for the Lamar's tennis girls and boys, as well as the Council Bluffs schools and Sergeant Bluff Luton. They were all playing double duels. This girls' tennis action was in town yesterday. Lamar's was hosting all these double duels, so and thank goodness we have all the tennis courts around town. Starting with the Bulldogs score, Lamar is only able to pick up two event wins the entire double duel. They lost to Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson 7-2 and Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln 9-0. Still unable to pick up that first win of the season for the Bulldog girls tennis team. The other scores from yesterday was Sergeant Bluff Luton defeating Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson 7-2, and it was Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln going 2-0 on the day. They took down Sergeant Bluff Luton 7-2. On the boys' side, a much better day for the Lamar's boys tennis team as they rolled into a shutout over Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson 9-0 in Council Bluffs, and it was a late night last night, but they were able to narrowly squeak out the victory over Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln 5-4 to go for a nice 2-0 day. Sergeant Bluff Luton, they shut out Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson as well 9-0, and it was Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln getting the better of Sergeant Bluff Luton in their narrow matchup 5-4. To the golf course, again, some golf meets were canceled yesterday, but some were able to continue, like in girls golf, Akron Westfield defeated South O'Brien 208-214, narrow win for the Westerners, who had Laney Schutneck shoot a 49 to be the medalist for Akron Westfield, and Western Christian narrowly beat MMCRU in a non-conference duel 206-210. In the Western Valley Conference, OABCIG won a duel over South Central Calhoun 196-206. In boys golf, Akron Westfield shot a 56. Boy, they are an outstanding team. They beat South O'Brien 156 to 184. Carter Wilkin, he's an outstanding golfer for the Westerners. He shot a 36 to be medalist. And the crazy part was that was only three strokes better than the tie for second place. Two other golfers shot under 40 in the meet. Just a great day for those golfers. MMCRU, they won their non-conference meetup with Western Christian, 187 to 192. Noah Gallus for the Royals, the medalist, he shot a 43. Western Valley Conference Golf saw OEBCIG beat South Central Calhoun, 159 to 164. And of course, the Drake Relays took a lot of our attention in track, but there were a couple of meets going on still with or without their Drake Relays competitors. We'll start with the MMCRU Royals Co-Ed Relays. Unfortunately, we don't have the individual results breakdown yet, but we do have the team scores. On the girls' side, it was Alta Aurelia winning the meet. They scored 157 points. Unity Christian was second with 150. South O'Brien was third. Then the host school, MMCRU, took the fourth spot with 70 points. And the Remsen St. Mary's girls track team, they took fifth, scoring 54 points. To the Boyden Hall Rock Valley Nighthawk Co-Ed Relays, and that's where Akron Westfield was in attendance. Taking a look at the girls, really the only highlight, it was a tough day for the Westerners. The best to finish on the day was Sierra Barron in the girls' long jump. She took third, 14 feet 11 inches. Akron Westfield ended up finishing seventh in the meet with seven total team points. Boyden Hall Rock Valley won their home meet with 168 points. West Lyon was second, and Western Christian was third. To the boys' side of things, once again, we don't have the individual results yet for the MMCRU Royal Co-Ed Relays, but we can tell you the MMCRU boys, they won their host meet, which was good to see. They scored 153 points to win the home meet. South O'Brien was second with 141 points. Unity Christian third with 119 points. And the Remsen St. Mary's track team took sixth on the boys' side with 14 points. To the BHRV Boys Nighthawk Relays, and some of the highlights for Akron Westfield included a meet record in the boys' discus. Ian Blau hustled his way back from Des Moines to make it up to the Nighthawk Relays and competed in both the discus and the shot put. Messed around and got a meet record as well by about a foot and a half, I think, too. Ian Blau was first in the discus, 159 feet 1 inch. Nice record there for Blau. He also won the shot put, throw of 53 feet 3 inches. Some other highlights for the Westerners saw Jacob Myers place third in the long jump, 20 feet 4 inches, and Jack Terpstra took third in the boys' 110-meter high hurdles with a time of 17.58 seconds. We've got results from the team side. Okoboji was first in the BHRV Nighthawk Relays. West Lyon second. Boyden Hall Rock Valley third, and Akron Westfield took fifth with 73 points. A breakdown of all these scores and more are found on our website. That's KLAM1410.com. Specifically, it's under the Sports tab, and in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Now to the sports schedule for today. It's a little bit lighter than the last day or so. Still a couple of events at the Drake Relays, though, and the boys' 4x100-meter relay. Of course, they run a ton of heats here in the 4x1, a good opportunity for Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central's team to show what they can do. That team consists of Connor Bielner, Bo Goodwin, Will DeStigter, and Eric McGill. And we're also going to keep an eye on a college athlete competing today. That's in the men's javelin throw. How about Galen Catholic alum Zach Kraft with the Iowa State Cyclones? He's been an outstanding javelin thrower for ISU this year, and he'll compete at the Drake Relays today at the college level. So best of luck to the KPWC 4x1, and of course, Galen Catholic alum Zach Kraft in the javelin throw today. Also in action, it is some Kingsley Pearson golf. The boys are going to be at a tournament hosted by OABCIG in Ida Grove, and the Kingsley Pearson girls will be at the OABCIG tournament hosted in Odebolts. So best of luck to the KP golf teams today. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com, and make sure you follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.